not very comfortable. Would you agree? These metal chairs, they're kind of cold. But let me tell you something really bad about these chairs. Not most of them, but occasionally, and I've seen it with my own eyes back in that room back there, occasionally I've seen people sit in these chairs and they crash to the floor. Fortunately, they didn't get hurt, but these chairs, and I'm not sure about that one, these chairs, they're dangerous sometimes. I don't know that they could kill you, but this person sat down and it was, bam. Isn't that terrible? That's why I sit on the cushion one most of the time, right? I want to stay safe. So here's what I want to do. Colton, how you feel brave today? Because I'm not sure about that chair. Do you feel brave today? How's your faith? I mean, I think you'll live. All right, Colton, stand up. Y'all get back from that chair. Please get back. Please. Scoot back. Scoot back. Okay. Get in the middle of it, because if you're going to go to the ground. Okay, put your arms out straight. On three, I want you just to collapse into that chair, okay? With all your weight and power, okay? Sam, we paid the insurance, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay. On three, y'all count with me. One, two, three.
Hallelujah.
Let's give him a round of applause. Okay, good job. Now, this has a spiritual point to it. You know what Colton just showed us? Two things, really. He had faith in me, and he had faith in that chair. And it was a little, was it scary at all, or did you really think that chair was going to hold you? Huh? You were thinking it probably would hold you. But what Colton did is he showed us what faith looks like. Faith is when you believe in something so strongly that you're willing to act upon it, to sit on it. He believed that chair would hold him, so he sat down and it held him. But here's the point. Listen. Let's pretend that chair is Jesus. Okay? Just pretend. Jesus said, Nala, I love you. He said, Conniger, I died on the cross for you. So that if you die, physically you will live forever. And guess what, Zach? I'm going to forgive you of every sin you're going to commit in the future, past, or present. And Georgia, when you die, you'll be with me forever and ever and ever. But there's only one thing that you guys got to do. You got to believe in me. And if you believe in me, just like that chair held Colton, Jesus will save you. Listen to what it says in John chapter 10, verse 9. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. You see, for that chair to save Colton or to provide a place for him, he had to act. He could know it probably would hold him, but it only held him when he sat in it. And it's the same way with your faith. Only when you place your faith in Jesus and give him your life does he save you. Okay? Can you remember that? All right, let's pray. Lord, I thank for these kids and help them to remember that you love them so much that you died for them, that if they will believe in you and trust you, you will not only change their life now, but will give them eternal life. Help them, Lord, to believe that, not just with their head, but with their heart and their actions. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, gang, get a piece of candy and go to your seat.